I'm Rona Tarrant. Rain is soaking the northern Gulf Coast, where officials are warning that Alberto could cause dangerous flooding. Over the next 24 hours, the Florida Panhandle and parts of Alabama and Georgia could see up to 4 to 8 inches of rain from Alberto, which is the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Meanwhile, a TV news anchor and photojournalist were killed on Monday when a tree fell on their vehicle in North Carolina as they reported on flooding. Austria's right-wing coalition government has outlined plans to cut benefits for foreigners, including refugees. Chancellor Sebastian Kurz's Conservatives won last year's parliamentary election with a hard line on immigration and have said they believe benefit cuts would be a deterrent for immigrants. The move risks fresh legal challenges and opposition from the European Union. Italy's president has named a former IMF economist as caretaker prime minister to lead the country into new elections, possibly as soon as the autumn. It follows a political storm caused by the collapse of a populist bid for government when President Sergio Mattarella vetoed the nomination of Eurosceptic Paolo Savona as economy minister. The controversy sent Italian stocks tumbling by as much as 2% and bond yields surging, with Italy's debt risk premium hitting its highest level since November 2013. Pope Francis has urged a group of Catholic doctors to defend human life. Speaking to members of the International Federation of Associations of Catholic Physicians at the Vatican, the Pope said Catholic medics often face challenges in upholding the dignity of human life in a culture that does not always respect moral principles. He called on them to continue to place faith at the centre of their work. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.